listening tonight, that they're that you're not alone. I would say probably every gay man and woman goes through this feeling of I'm going to be alone because I'm not going to be able to confront this. And I know at least I had feelings like that long before sophomore year. I mean, I wasn't even admitting my own gayness to myself probably up until late college. You know, just kind of aware of the feelings, but knew that, you know, if it ever got to be something serious, I would either completely bottle it up and ignore it, or, you know, or just simply not be with somebody, you know, in like a marriage context, like namely a woman, because this would eventually affect our relationship and this would be bad.
So you don't, he says, I think, or I guess it's a he, I think the only way I can be happy is to be single and alone forever. So you would disagree with that?
Oh, I definitely disagree with that. I think that there's, well, I mean, depending on how, I mean, if he's had relationships before with women, you know, I think to understand that element is very important. Maybe he's bisexual and just very curious about the gayness within himself. He might, you know, want to have an experience, or maybe not want to have experience, but be curious about the experience and realize that A, it might not be for him, or B, it is for him, but he can kind of put it into context after having lived out the experience. I mean, I don't know how.
I'm full of sensitivity for his travails as a 19-year-old, but I think he should just get off his rear and experiment with whatever he feels the need to experiment with, and decide afterwards to not be afraid, to have some courage.
That is a real hard thing to do. I mean, one of the things, Corey, that you asked me a long time ago was, you know, how did you make it all the way through college without ever, you know, kind of having a gay sexual experience? And there's a lot of fear in that, not just for fear of confronting your own emotions and your own self, but fear of, you know, especially with men, I mean, there's this fear of being overpowered, getting yourself in a situation you can't get out of if you're not comfortable with it. I mean, you just don't kind of walk up to some random person on the street and be like, I think I'm gay, you want to help me figure this out? Well, I mean, everybody's had that fantasy maybe, but...
Jordan, have you had that fantasy?
I've had guys come up to me and say that, and well, I hope I've helped.
Yeah, you've definitely... No, you've just confused the issue. Jordan is the litmus test. We've discussed this. The litmus test for gay men. Like,
if I turn pink, you're not gay.
Well, you're looking a little... never mind.
Peak?
I need a mirror.
It's sort of interesting that you should say that, because I also went through my entire college experience, I think, without ever having a sexual experience.
You think?
I mean, right near the end is when I kind of snapped out of it, but I was lonely and horny the whole time, I think.
You were at Harvard, weren't you?
That's right. Harvard College, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
USA.
So all those cute crew team people, and
you'd
think, but no.
Well, they were all cute. I mean, there was certainly plenty to look at, and there were certainly lots of little crushes that I had on various members of the campus community. Aww. But in fact, there were certainly lots of interested parties, I think. I mean, there were certainly other homosexual.
There's gay people at Harvard.
Apparently,
I can't believe it.
So what would your advice be to our customer? I'm not customer. That's wrong. To our wonderful
troubled
listener. There you go.
Anonymous.
Everybody's a customer.
For anonymous.
Well, my advice would be: I understand exactly where you're at, and
it's okay.
Lots of just look around you. Look around yourself in chemistry class, and look at how many other
men
might be feeling exactly the same way.
That's it.
And realize that, you know, you don't have to have a boyfriend or some tremendously complicated personal encounter at first. Just telling a close friend, surely there's someone you can confide in. Even taking that step helps bring you a long way toward accepting yourself.
That's a constructive advice, and it's the first piece of constructive advice we've given tonight.
I think so.
Because
perhaps
all year, all my life, but you kind of just, you're being heartless by being indulgent. This guy has a problem because he's paralyzed, and the advice to give him is to stop being paralyzed, not to say, oh, I understand, let me pat your hand and cry on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. No, just everybody goes through this, straight and gay people and bondage aficionados and all sorts of people, and you just have to grow into the
world. Bring on
through. Yes. But I do think it is important for everybody to first realize that they're not alone, and I think that that's one of the big focuses of the Loveline show, is, and that's our public service, is to let you know that as weird as you may think your little fetish
there's
is,
someone weirder.
Exactly. or maybe somebody just out there just for you, and I think that that's an initial thing, and yeah, then we come in with the advice, and we save you.
Well, and, I mean,
or hopefully.
Mathematically, there probably is one person on the planet weirder than anyone else. I mean, there has to be.
Yeah, and the corollary of that is don't try to be too weird because somebody will always beat you. Yeah.
Bingo. So that was good. Strange.
Okay.
I think we're set with that.
Letter number two.
Shall we go to the mail or the email?
Let's go to the mail.
Let's have someone else read a letter.
Okay.
Mr. Letter.
Let's have Jordan read this one.
Oh, jeez. Oh, airmail.
And it flies through the air and lands on her lap.
Opening the envelope.
Now, your Mons has a tattoo. Is that right? Did I hear that? You got your Mons tattooed?
No. No, actually, that's my next field assignment.
Your what?
I'm that prepping
still. Your mount?
That was somebody else.
He's still called Mons.
What is a Mons?
The I don't know. I mean, it's some
it's
sort of...
the fleshy part over the pelvic arch.
Boom. Is that the same as the Mount of Venus? It's,
yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Mont Venu.
Montvenu, huh?
For any language, it's nice.
Okay. Actually, this is one that Christopher and I may be able to answer. Dear Loveline crew, does anybody have any experience with lubricants that they can recommend? I've tried KY jelly, and I don't like it. Thanks, Bob.
What's not to like?
Well,
sorry, that's not... That's not.
I have one suggestion. If I know a lot of people don't like KY because it kind of dries up and gets kind of gummy if there's not liquid in there. And
liquid in where?
Fluid.
Fluid if there's
secretion.
Not fluid,
for example,
it will dry
in the
up.
Anus, for example?
No, just if there's not like... If there's not...
if one of the parties doesn't have diarrhea... Okay.
You're making... You guys are jumping to conclusions of what Bob here is using KY jelly for.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to consider... Thing, I was trying to consider all... All orify, as it were.
Anyway, it can dry out over time during the sexual act and get gummy. And one thing that doesn't do that is glycerin-based lubricants like Astroglide. Although we do not...
But
endorse
but
anyone
with glycerin, you cannot use condoms. Is that right? Or at least
I'm
not latex.
I'm not sure.
I think you
latex. Sorry,
it's oil, but so-called oil based. Is glycerin oil?
I don't think
it's
so.
It's sugar. It's
maybe that chemistry major could call and
exactly.
help us with this problem.
Yeah.
Tell us about
I would look on the package, but I think you can use glycerin.
So KY is actually the inferior chemical. Compound.
It's not inferior, but I mean, it's okay if. The female is well lubricated anyway, and
but if she is,
you're not
hardly
going.
Then
or if
well,
she has
depends.
A little bit of lubrication is enough, but you need that extra
just to get started.
Yeah, then it's okay.
See what
well, but if you're going for a long time, it's not as good.
So I thought people. Please educate me. People, I thought people use jelly for anal intercourse, and maybe in your case, Chris, because you have such a huge member, but I've actually only had problems a few times with lubrication. Does this happen often? Do women have lubrication problems
sure.
with frequency?
I think it's worse when you're dealing with a partner who is inattentive and skips over the whole foreplay
part. I feel Juan would never be inattentive.
Yeah,
right.
I can imagine that you'd have trouble understanding Juan.
Or should we say Pablo?
Never. Well, in that case,
I'm sure your partners are well aroused by the time you actually...
Well, not always, but if they're not lubricated, then why bother? I mean, if they're not lubricated, I feel, well, they don't want me. Fine. Well, some other time. I would never use jelly for that. I mean, I might as well just go to the exhaust pipe of a car if all that matters.
No.
If all that matters is sticking some.
But don't
sticking
don't
somewhere
some women
dry.
Have actually have problems?
Some women
or?
Also, I was just gonna say, have problems. with lubrication, and I think
so
time
might be,
to the
they
month,
might be right. totally aroused, but still be
yeah.
No,
that would be a very bad one. If
also, actually, I was talking to Dr. Jelovich yesterday, trying to get him back on the show. He told me that as a woman ages, the onset yes. of menopause can actually make a woman,
especially if she stops masturbating. That's why they recommend masturbation as you get older.
How come we never heard out. That when we were kids?
Yeah, for a woman.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't know.
Heard what?
To stop that masturbation is good, healthy. It's has benefits in older age.
These things to each other.
Right. So it's kind of a
getting old. See, this is masturbating.
This just says well, this letter actually just says I have tried KY jelly, and I'm not sure whether this is tried it, you know, for anal intercourse or what else. The other question I had about glycerin.
Well, my question was separate from his question.
Right,
actually.
Right. Yeah. The other question I had about glycerin is that have spermicide?
I think you can get it with or without, like KY.
Okay. Right. Because I know that could be an issue pro KY, because I guess KY always has.
No, not always. No.
Really?
No. You have to buy. Well, it comes in a dark blue bottle if it's with spermicide. It comes in a white bottle if it's without. Hmm. So read your label.
Is the Pope edition that doesn't have spermicide?
See, most men just kind of dash into the store and grab it and try to get out as fast as possible.
Is this shaving cream?
If this is for self-lubrication, for self-pleasuring, I think that there's many other things besides KY that work really well.
And things that taste better, too.
That's true.
Well, people other than Chris have a hard time masturbating by tasting.
I'm just going.
But indeed, these things are hard to find. I mean, a lot of the better lubricants you cannot get at Rite Aid. You have to go to a specialty sex shop.
But see, there's things at Rite Aid
you can get
that are pretty fascinating that you shouldn't use in intercourse, but using on yourself are actually quite pleasant, or in mutual masturbation situation.
For example?
Without endorsing any specific products, and WRCT does not endorse any specific products, Freeman products. Freeman makes
is that a militia?
Wonderful, and they're actually another good thing about Freeman is they don't do animal testing. But they're
thank God. That's the last thing we need.
Don't use the apricot face scrub with the little pits of apricot in it, because that's
the
very
last thing I want
rough.
Is some scientists like masturbating some cat with product to see if it's safe.
Not like that.
Oy.
But they make some really delightfully smelling hand creams that actually retain their slip and slide atmosphere qualities.
Slip and slide in
it. Yeah, it's there, and just the odor. I mean, it's just a very nice odor. Also, on the body shop, and all of the body shops, massage oils, massage.
Do not use
lotion.
The peppermint foot lotion. However,
yes, we've made a mistake with the peppermint.
It looks
lotion.
A lot like the strawberry massage lotion when it's dark.
And don't use chili pepper chutney either.
No. Although we'd made a discovery with aloe the other day, which is actually very interesting. Aloe is actually quite nice. For as a personal lubricant, don't obviously lubricate this and then have sex with somebody. I'm sure it would be very
burning.
Yeah, because there's somewhat of an alcohol base in it, but it provides this very like icy hot sensation. But it's not like putting Ben Gay on your testicles or something. And
just as a point of fact, I think there's some. Do all men know this as a universal fact, how painful it is to put menthol or other kind of...
Gold Bond?
Yeah. I've made the Gold Bond error before.
Not all men, no.
No, not all men.
I made that mistake exactly once. It's interesting how something could be put on your skin.
You should be in this chemistry class. Mm. You experiment with all sorts of compounds. What? I'm surprised.
If our anonymous caller wants to call in and tell me that...
Or maybe you have your own favorite personal lubricant. Please give us a call, 412-621-WRCT. That's 9728 for those of you without the letters.
And if you're on campus and you're new, just dial 89728. And
we'd love to hear from the freshmen. So, yeah, I guess have we beat the lubrication to death here?
Just one thing you have to be careful of with women is a lot of hand creams and massage oils and stuff that are okay for... Men are not okay for women because a lot of women are sensitive to perfumes and dyes and colorings and stuff, so be careful.
But there are some fabulous lubricants designed for sex. Astroglide,
Astroglide.
Something Foreplay.
That's a glycerin base.
Something called Wet, which was actually a favorite of mine
for
a long time.
Is that with two T's?
No, it's just with one T.
They have whole market and departments working on these things.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but these
wet.
Things are only available at places like Condomania or, you know, adult bookstores. I've never seen
actually, in Rhode Island, the CVS drugstore chain sells Astroglide. But I don't know if it's the same out here in Pennsylvania.
But they do. Well, go little roadie.
Yeah. We're honest, Dad.
Letter number three.
Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
Now, where is this one from?
Well, it has a stamp, but it. Boy, the handwriting is kind of difficult, and I can't read the what do you call it,
the postmark.
Yeah, I can't read that.
I think it's run in the rain. That looks like it came from far. It could be one of our internet listeners.
Is that an airmail letter, or is that from the United States?
No, it's 29 cents, so that's the United States. 32 cents. I'm sorry.
That's long.
Dear Loveline, I have been listening to your show for several months. I just want to say that you have opened my eyes to a whole new side of myself. I am actually a very strict Catholic, living in a very traditional lifestyle, but I was always feeling like something was missing in my life. If anybody knew I enjoyed your show, I would probably be shunned by my friends and family. Oh, that's too bad.
Wow.
I am literally in the closet, no pun intended, with my headphones on every Tuesday. Anyway, my question is this. How can I introduce my wife to some of the practices you talk about? I don't want to shock her, but I see nothing wrong with the pursuit of pleasure and think our marital bond would be strengthened. Finally, can you recommend a good place to discreetly buy a dildo? I am afraid to have literature sent to my home because I don't want my wife to discover it accidentally. Signed is Shy in Regent Square, so we have a geographical location, finally. Well, it's terrible that we're the cause of potential shunning.
maybe for bad taste, but.
But on the other hand, we're fulfilling a small social function.
So this person in the closet with the headphones, they're actually literally listening to our show in secret.
It is terrible that he would be scared of, not scared, but he's afraid of the effect that revealing his listening as well as the dildo plans and all sorts of other things would have on his wife, that he's afraid of that, actually.
I don't know where, I think again, I mean, we've had callers who've called up and, you know, talked about how would they introduce, I mean, one of our callers before was talking about, you know, how do you introduce your girlfriend or boyfriend to something new, especially like experimentation with sex toys. And I would say just the usual talking about it first. I mean, just don't just drag it into the bedroom and suddenly, you know, hey. I think that the communication...
Well, obviously, if he cannot even reveal that he listens to a radio show, he would have a hard time just bringing it out.
Well, I wonder, because, and especially with Catholicism...
You're dealing with 2,000 years of doctrine. I mean, you can't just say, look, here's my...
Look, most Catholics I know happen not to be in this country, and they're much more relaxed about their sexual practices than most people here. So let's not go into that 2,000-year history.
We could go into Regent Square Catholicism.
Precisely.
American Catholics are different than...
Well, I don't want to defend it, but I also think you're gratuitously attacking it as well.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah. It's true.
Anyway, so do you think he's... I mean, he mentions Catholic. It's almost fashionable to do so when you say you're repressed. But do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think that probably... I think in this case, it sounds more like he's worried about being shunned by the family than being somehow alienating his religious affiliation. And I think that that's actually a case in a lot of situations where there's more of a real issue with, you know, what are the people who are very close to me going to feel? Because I can translate my own actions into my religion. I can somehow work, you know, what I do into what I believe. Whereas it's harder to actually explain to a real physical person, you know, something that they may not understand.
I think it may be simpler than that. You were saying weeks and weeks ago that when you, let's say you had a relationship with a man and then you started having something with Jordan, and that you felt rejected by both sides,
right,
the straights and the gays. You were exiting the gay community, in a sense. Many of your gay friends were doubting you know, were wondering what you were doing, thinking maybe you were going down the wrong path.
I think
it's just a matter of leaving the community that you're surrounded with, be it Catholic or gay or bondage or whatever, you know.
So also, I think ironically, whenever you do something that's different from what your community expects, you actually have this burden of educating them, saying, you know, for example, my parents never really knew any homosexuals before they spawned.
They met you.
And so they had all kinds of negative feelings about it and from what they learned from wherever, whatever bigoted little stories they had heard. And so I think that people actually have a lot of unexamined prejudices against things that they've never really thought about. And so, again, I think when you just whip out a dildo, people have all kinds of reactions that have been programmed into them for years.
So that's a great responsibility for him to have to educate his wife and maybe his community. Well, his wife, they can keep it secret if he can manage that much. So, you've had to deal with something like that. How would you go about it? Would you just whip up the dildo in a spat of courage, or would you somehow have a strategy? You know?
I think that's a very hard question, and I don't know the best way to do it. I think.
Isn't this very related to what you were saying about the chemistry guy? Just like don't have any sympathy for yourself. Just go on and do it. I mean, it seems like you could make a one-to-one correspondence between these guys.
Yes, but the chemistry guy is living in a place that can welcome that. I think it's, other than his age, I mean...
Well, the age is a big thing. That's a big part of it.
Right, but he can find he's leaving his old community from his home, and he's finding new communities every week. So this is another community he can find, whereas this guy is very entrenched in his lifestyle, and he cannot see a way out. So I think it's a lot harsher. Yeah. I still think he should do something, but I have more sympathy for him. Yeah.
This may too be a question that we can't answer, and that a therapist or a marital therapist might be able to answer better.
The confessional.
Yeah.
Well, that's, just going to say, you know, clergy member, maybe it's something you'd want to bring up with a clergy. I mean, it depends on what... I mean, there's many different types of Catholics and many different types of churches. I mean, if this is something that's tied into the religious aspect, turning to the church and actually saying, look, what is our policy on this?
Maybe he can get some tips.
There you go. Maybe the clergy has a whole world to open up.
Yeah, and there is no harm done. The worst thing that can happen is that one priest will say, you shouldn't do that, and then he can go to another one. And I think there are plenty of understanding priests in any religion or ministers or whatever, yeah. And since he's already dealing with the issue, a priest telling him that it's wrong, it will probably not harm him. So we have no constructive advice.
It's a hard one.
Yeah. I think consult.
Consult, get a lot of information, take it slow, introduce your wife gradually, I think.
Maybe introduce your wife to the show. Of course, we never know.
No,
that could be depending on what the show is going to be.
The show's a little harsh. Maybe
there are too many issues to deal up front with this thing.
Start with Dr. Ruth or something.
Yeah.
You have to deal with bondage and homosexuality as an everyday thing. You know, it's kind of too much.
It's too hard.
But isn't it an everyday thing?
Start with the soft stuff first.
Soft core.
This is more of a question for doctors and men of the cloth, perhaps. Beyond our feeble means.
Letter number four.
Wow.
It's good to save mail for so long.
From...
Please do keep sending us. I think maybe we should get the addresses.
Country.
Yeah.
All right. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, our address is Loveline, care of WRCT, 5020 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213, USA.
Forbes Avenue is spelled Forbes, like the magazine. Our email address is... Did we set that up yet?
Well, actually, since I'm the sort of temporary host for the Loveline homepage, you can actually send it to me, but we don't have an official Loveline email address yet.
If you do send mail, there is a off our standard homepage. If you send mail and just address it, attention, Loveline, it will get
sent. Send mail to wrct@wrct.org.
That would do it.
And ORG stands for
organization. boys.
Okay. Anyway, letter number four.
Letter, yes, and this is good. Dear Loveline, I find your show fascinating. You have opened my eyes to a beautiful new world of sexuality and sensuality. However, my problem is that I cannot find a partner to share my beautiful vision with. I consider myself to be a very interesting person, and a very interesting person, but unfortunately I am not considered attractive by, quote, traditional Western standards. So it has been very difficult for me to find a sexual partner. Do you have any advice for me?
Western standards, that's the thing, like cowboy hat and...
Yeah, two-step.
Chaps.
Marlboros.
Yeah. Hanging out the pocket. No, not at all. I doubt. Well, there's no sex on this letter, so we don't know if this is a man or a woman.
Gender, okay.
Yeah, gender, maybe I should be more specific.
There are no telling stains, for example.
True.
So, okay.
Well, this is where the internet is just a wonderful way to meet people. No, that's even worse, because I think that's another trap. I've known a lot of people who've met people over the internet and then kind of had their initial meeting and realized that the other person was just physically not their kind or their match.
And I think that's very natural, and also but also can be very sad. I mean, when people meet, you can never really predict how the chemistry is going to work out. I mean,
the chemistry of the inner sanctum is to this thing.
Exactly, but I think it can be very sad to have all this great email conversation. People spend months talking to each other and they think they found the perfect mate, and they meet and they realize instantly you're not the one.
Just because of the physical.
And for whatever reason, it doesn't even mean, sometimes you don't have to even take it personally. It's just most people are not necessarily.
No chemistry.
Chemistry.
A warning, somebody that I knew quit his job and drove 16 hours or so to meet somebody he had been conversing over the internet for several months. He came back the next day. He never wanted to talk about it.
Wow.
Did they give him his job back?
Yeah. But he quit his job, he was moving there, and nobody ever found out that I know. Mm-hmm. So it can be complicated. But it's
chilling.
It was chilling for everybody there. Mm-hmm. He showed up with having slept, having driven, I guess, 32 hours almost straight. He got there half hour back.
I wonder if there was a false gender play.
A man who was a woman was or vice versa. Yeah, that was my first thought, too.
Are so limited.
in half an hour.
Why does that have to be the worst thing that can happen? I mean,
no, it's not the worst, but something that can happen in half an hour that will turn you off from a life change. It has to be pretty superficial.
Communist, maybe.
Unless they showed up and they found out their address was actually the state pen. That could be the other thing.
I don't want to get too off
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I don't want to get too off the subject and talk about internet manipulation or.
So yeah, the letter didn't ask about internet, right?
No, okay. I brought that up. But actually, my sister has a similar story of meeting somebody on the internet. With actually, she's met all of the men that she's dated within the past year on the internet. Some have worked out very well.
Oh my God.
AOL.
What kind of freak is she?
She's
digital.
Really into it. However, she met one guy, and he's like, I'm 34, I'm a real estate agent, I'm in San Francisco, blah, 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 I'd love to meet you, everything like that. Then there was this period where he was starting to kind of push her away, and she's like, what's going on? So she actually looked him up using one of these internet phone books, like switchboard.com, found his phone number, matched his name, called up his house, talked to his wife, who, and then realized they had kids. He was 60, and putting on this entire act. And so she called him on it and actually talked to him and said, what are you doing? What is this all about? And basically his comment was, I'm really sorry, and I really hope we can still be friends. And they still write, and they actually have a really strong friendship, but it started with this very manipulative kind of cover-up.
I wouldn't say it was manipulative. He just was in a play. I think that's
understandable. Yeah, it was more of this role play that was probably very exciting until he realized that both of them were really falling in love with each other. They covered a lot of ground, a lot of personal stuff that.
Doesn't that make you cynical about love?
Yeah.
You can fall in love with something.
Yeah. If we could get love packaged in a TV dinner, we would. I think
I certainly would. So anyway, get free a night.
I guess the moral of that story and some of the other things we're saying here is that do not hide who you are. I think that that's really, I think that's really the bottom line. I think, you know, this person is saying they're not considered attracted by Western standards. I wonder if they do see some elements of beauty in themselves, physical. I mean, they obviously think, I think they are confident that they're an emotionally beautiful person and that they are intellectual and can provide that end of the relationship. I wonder exactly how bad it is, maybe.
And the other thing is, there's people out there who consider everything that you consider ugly about yourself beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, there are just people everywhere that love every kind of person, and you just have to find them. And, like, not every... I mean, I... Honestly, I've seen magazines that are for men that like amputees, men that like...
Well, that's what I would expect.
Very overweight women, men that like...
Yeah, but still, how do you find those? They are not going to raise their hand. You kind of walk down the street and say, okay, who...
Right, but there's
and you also
clubs
actually
you can join to meet people like that.
Want to find somebody who's sincere about it and not just has some kind of sick...
Fetish.
But you'd be surprised if you do read any of those magazines, like, the way the testimonials these men give about, like, I met my wife 10 years ago, and she has no arms, no legs, and I think she's beautiful for it. And
Bug St. Helena.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on a soapbox for an hour. I mean, for a minute.
Like, we don't have an hour, Pablo.
Okay. I think if you feel sexual, and you said you do, I'm talking to the letter writer now. You will be sexual, and you will be attractive to people, at least to many people. I think many people react a lot more when somebody says somebody's sexy. Unless you're on a jock bar, people don't really mean that the way you look is sexy. They mean the way you behave, and the way you're thinking, and the way you look around is sexy.
Ooh.
So I wouldn't worry too much about how you look. There are many people who are completely voluptuous, even though they don't have any... They have little beauty, whether it's by the Western standard or not.
I think Kevin Bacon is an example of that.
I don't know who Kevin Bacon is.
He's kind of nasty-looking guy. He still seems to be a Hollywood sex symbol. Or Peter Gallagher, that awful-looking freak in Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's
or
a good
Sean
example.
Penn, for that matter.
Well.
Corey's got the big poster of Sean over his bed. So.
Well, Sean Penn is a brilliant actor.
So I think if you feel this sensuality, you just have to, the only step you have to take is to feel free to let it out and to go on the hunt, and that will be so attractive. You don't have to worry about anything after that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been handed a letter. I guess it's my turn to.
I guess it's letter number 5.
Letter number 5. It's veritably jumped from the envelope.
This is very short. I'm a little disappointed. But no, I'm sure it's very interesting. Gracious friends, I am a Wiccan.
A what?
Ooh.
Wiccan?
I am a Wiccan. The Wiccan philosophy is very interesting, and I wish you would have a Wiccan on the show.
What is a Wiccan? I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Wiccan.
It's a witch.
Is a witch.
A witch.
But it grows out of early pagan beliefs in earth religions and that kind of thing. And they refer to themselves as Wiccans or as witches.
Well, I think that's very attractive, very gothic. We should also have a vampire in that case.
Sure.
But I didn't get the sense. I never get the sense that Wiccanism was very, like, dark and evil.
No, not at all. Very, it's very, like, light and
spiritual.
Airy and...
Do they have spells? Sex.
Yeah, right. There's books of spells that you can buy, but it's more, I think it's more a matter of getting in touch with the earth and the environment, and it's similar in a lot of ways to Native American beliefs, although it comes from a different tradition, more Celtic and more...
This sounds like European. Sting again in the 7-hour orgasm. What was that?
Tantric. that's Far Eastern.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
But yeah, we definitely should do an international section. I mean, we do all these...
Interfaith sex.
We do all these, you know, field research trips on our limited budget, but we don't actually...
I wonder if we have to be as shocking and as strange as we can be. I don't think that's the way we should go. I mean, if a Wiccan happened to be in our sphere, that would be fine, but I don't think we have to go and look for one.
If there are any Wiccans in the audience, 621.
Or for a vampire.
Yeah, or tell us that you're a Wiccan and your sex life is as normal can be. I'd be interested to see that.
I don't know. I would.
Just
I mean,
don't cast a spell. No,
yeah, your sexual life, guys, is not very normal. So I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that that's automatically correct. Yeah,
just because we each have
normal
seven partners.
Normal is fascinating.
Week.
I have seven partners.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't. Anyway.
Oh,
are you in a law firm? Wait, you had several partners this week, for example?
No, that was last week.
Joke.
Oh, I really wanted to know the details. Letter number six.
Did you have more than one partner last week?
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Actually, if you count me, it was three.
Three.
No, wait a minute. Okay. Dear producer Kate.
Oh, excellent.
A specifically directed letter.
Well, she only, I guess we got this last week because that was the first time Kate went.
Yeah, this must say, you seem like the only normal one on the show.
Ding, ding.
I'm really offended. I feel so normal compared to you people.
Can you please help me with a question I have? I want to go out with a girl, let's call her Karen, but I am petrified to ask her. Okay, she works near me. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. Kate's making faces at me.
She works near me and is often my customer at the bagel stand. I make bagel sandwiches downtown. Every time she orders from me, I get...
Oh, stop!
Hey!
This is painful.
Heterosexuality is not funny.
I think it's very funny.
I mean, enough.
I make bagel sandwiches downtown. Every time she orders from me, I get very shy and tongue-tied, although I'm always careful to properly prepare her sandwich.
Oh, this is terrible. Do you need somebody else to read this?
What's the problem?
All right, I'm gonna finish this. The boys don't seem to be.
Are you condescending towards the emotions of a normal person?
There's so much I want to tell her, and I also want to show her that I have a fun, carefree side too. Sometimes I mix up the meat. Wow! Add some vegetables that don't belong just to give her a special surprise. That's nice. That's really
sweet. Wait, I don't understand it. Mix up the meat and the vegetables?
Mix up the meat and some vegetables and just that don't belong just to give her a special surprise. I think she notices because she keeps coming back and ordering different things to trip me up. Also, every time she orders a sandwich, she makes a small movement with her right hand. I think she's trying to tell me something. Please help me. What should I do? Signed, lovesick bagel boy.
Bagel boy thinks he's normal.
But I don't know. He's just young, maybe. I did that.
Mixed up the meat.
Well,
that's when all the troubles began for Christopher.
Kate,
when the meat got mixed up.
Kate, this was addressed to Kate, I believe.
Do you eat bagels?
Yeah, I do eat bagels, actually.
Oh,
is that relevant, though?
Do you think this is addressed to you even more literally than you might have guessed?
No, I'm pretty sure it's not. I don't know. It could be. But I don't know. It sounds a little over-analytical to me.
You're not very aware of doing any hand movements when you get your sandwich.
No.
Well,
you
have that kind of twitch, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's not voluntary. So.
That's interesting. So how would Bagel Boy know the Kate that he knows is the same as the Kate that is here today?
It's Karen.
Maybe.
No, it's Karen.
Karen is, that's his fake name.
Oh,
for this.
I got it all wrong.
That was my theory, that Karen and Kate were one and the same.
I'm totally surprised.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, sorry, Kate.
That's all right. I think the only advice I can offer is maybe she's ordering different sandwiches because she doesn't like the fact that he's not giving her what she ordered.
Ooh.
I mean, maybe... If we're going to be over-analytical about it, maybe you should
try
looking at the negative side of things, too. I mean, neither one of them is going to be right, but...
He's projecting his little fantasy into the sandwich, and that's really bad.
That is so true. I mean, you can be in all kinds of interactions. This happens to me at the gym all the time, where I'm thinking one thing is going on, the other person is a totally different view of what's happening, and the next thing you know...
I think everybody does that. I think everybody does that at some point.
How often
does
this happen, Corey?
I'm in jail, you know.
How often do you work out?
So how often do we check the signals that we think we're getting? I guess that's the thing. This guy obviously doesn't check, Mr.
Well,
Boy.
Well, check with who? I don't even think there's a central authority checking.
No, it's not central as authority, but you check by saying something and see if there is a response and then doing it again.
I think that in this man's world, he's getting all kinds.
He's a boy.
The Langwell boy.
Able boy.
I mean, the language of... bagel purchasing is probably very rich to him. The fact that she's ordering these different bagels and he's kind of being playful by mixing up the ingredients and so on, I think he thinks that this is a kind of flirtation. I think a very valid one.
I guess he keeps offering reaffirmation every day when he changes yet again the ingredients of the sandwich in a sense. How can we golf these things? I don't know.
I think it's got to be difficult too in service industry. I mean, you're not actually there to pick up your customers, and I think that's really maybe one of his qualms with the whole situation. Maybe.
But he's hesitant. He thinks
ready.
He thinks, and he may be right actually, that Karen is interested in him.
It sounds like she is. I mean,
why would you keep coming back? I mean,
and the twitching. I mean,
yeah, what's that all about?
I use the twitching like when I want something. I mean, it's definitely. I'm all over that twitch. There's a whole language.
Is between your legs that?
No. It's much less subtle than that.
I hear the poor taste alarm.
Exactly. Anyway, but it wasn't my question, so.
I would guess as a concrete example of advice, I would say next time Karen comes to the stand, I don't know. Ask her out.
Take the day off. And take her to competitor's bagel place.
Follow her.
Stalk her.
No, don't stalk her.
Not good advice.
Maybe strike up a more casual conversation. I mean, not necessarily if it's someone who doesn't know, you can't really well ask them out. Just have a
plan. Right.
I mean, maybe you can, but your chances are probably a little better if you establish some sort of rapport first.
Yeah, maybe start joking
beyond the flavor of meat she likes on her sandwich. I
talk about maybe a concert that is coming to town that night just to see if she...
Sure, maybe, yeah. Maybe.
That kind of thing.
Ask her if she listens to Loveline.
Or just saying, take me out to the ball game.
That's right.
See if she's taking him out to the ball game.
Yeah, it could work.
All right. Next. Who's next?
Thank you, Kate.
I think it was Jordan is.
Sure. Me again? So soon.
Letter number 7, I think.
Letter number 7.
This
looks like an email.
This is an email? Yeah, you printed that up.
Oh my.
Can we say that on the air?
Can we say?
Yeah, I think we can.
I think we can.
Can we say that detrimental term?
Yes.
Oh, is this a negative?
Yes. They can all be fan mail.
Yeah, but the FCC doesn't mind this one. Go ahead.
I don't want to be hurt.
Is this going to cause...
We're just
cover
trying to,
your ears.
We are just trying
Take
to help
the headphones.
People on the show.
Is this going to cause a psychic pain?
I'll help you.
Letter number 7, quiet.
Hey, perverts and faggots. Ooh. Where do you guys get off spouting your line of liberal crazy talk? I think you guys are sick and should be sent to a concentration camp. Thank you. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and their three-headed dildo. The WTBF is watching you and your disgusting ilk. Signed, Porky.
Well, I take this seriously. I don't know.
What's the WTBF?
The world trade.
White trash bulletin of
freaks.
White trash bureau of freaks. Let me send to you. Well,
does anybody know what to?
I don't think there's anything inaccurate here. I mean, I certainly consider myself a pervert and a faggot, I guess.
Well, maybe it's not addressed to you. Maybe that's the problem.
No, you're the disgusting ilk, I think.
You're the three-headed dildo.
You're Steve.
I think the real tragedy here is the concentration camp comment. That's really
kind of diabolical.
It's a little diabolical.
Are you not a little bit scared? I mean, strange things are going on around us.
Yeah, and especially here in Pittsburgh, there's certainly enough.
Was that one from Pittsburgh?
It's not really clear here. I
just want to make clear that I'm not a faggot and I'm not a pervert in case you're targeting faggots and perverts.
It's good to know that
Juan
Pablo is going down with us.
I'm with you all the way.
A man with principles. You have to stand up for your friends because you never know when they're going to come after Spanish people next.
Exactly.
Sorry?
Pastor Neil,
that's
true. Remember the quote.
Ask not
for
whom the bell tolls.
Back for you.
The bell tolls for me.
Okay.
Boom. Wow. Sound effect.
Yeah, this is just very anti-gay, it seems. So, I mean, all the straight people in the audience, in the audience in the studio can probably ignore it, maybe.
Well, if anybody knows what the WWF is or whatever that
was. WTBF.
Please call in and let us know.
Hmm. Sorry, Porky. And I guess my comment would be just turn off the radio if this bothers you a lot. But we're definitely helping a lot of people and balancing off a lot of the conservative crazy talk with our liberal crazy talk. There's certainly enough of that on the air. So,
well, I wouldn't want to align ourselves crazy politically.
Really?
Liberals and conservatives alike have
sex. We've had conservatives on the show.
There's a question of tolerance, but no one of politics. Mm-hmm. He confuses the two, but that's his problem, not ours, I hope.
Very true.
Well, shall we move on from the Porky Zone?
Well, I think it's almost about that time, I believe.
Yeah, I think we're running down to the wire. Maybe one more letter, maybe something we could end on a positive note, or something quick.
Why don't... Why don't we...
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and it's roughly midnight.
That's 88.3 on your FM dial.
Well, we have one... We have only the emails left, and we have one for Jordan and Chris specifically.
Oh, God.
Ooh, us.
We're so centric.
Okay.
I'm very me-centric.
Do you want to read it?
I want to read one. I know that's selfish.
No, it's all right. If it's about us, then it's...
You read this one.
We're in a new day.
Ooh, a new day?
A new day.
A new day is dawning?
The new day of the age of Aquarius.
Letter number 8.
Shut off all that negativity of the previous day and start fresh.
Start fresh.
Ooh, feels good.
Wow.
Feels good.
Dear Jordan and Chris, I find you both very sexy. Wow.
Well, see, and this person doesn't know what they look like.
The reader is not alone.
That's right. Well, I know that's not directed at me.
Well,
I'll
of course
take it
is.
Anyway.
I don't know what you look like, but from your voices, I can tell that you are both very hot. And believe me, in person, you would not be disappointed. You would be even 10 times more attracted. This is my personal thing. I would like to have a threesome with you sometime.
Stand in line.
Okay. Soon, in parentheses, in capital letters, soon! Exclamation point. Wow.
Speaking of internet.
Well, WRCT does not promote threesomes.
Well,
neither does it discourage them.
We're
neutral on that matter.
Yeah. If you are interested, please give me a call at phone number.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Interesting. Is it our area code?
It is local. That looks like... I would guess Monroeville or maybe somewhere out.
I don't know the exchanges out there.
East End.
Wait until after 10 p.m. or so my wife will be at work.
Sounds like this is after 10 p.m., his wife is at work.
Yeah, that's
some
weird.
Kind of on the night shift or
nurse, doctor,
some kind dancer.
Factory worker.
Wow, UPS employee. I think they're back to work. Did
they
I hear
are.
That?
Hey, in time for Labor
UPS.
Day.
Go labor.
Definitely.
Not a political show.
In any case, can you share your latest sexual exploits with me so I can masturbate while listening to the radio? The more hot details, the better.
Oh, baby.
We don't have time for that today.
There's a name here, signed Francois.
Ooh.
He's French?
I bet you that's a pseudonym.
Wow.
Perhaps. Well, we never get to talk about... The weekend at Nick's.
Oh, like weekend at Bernie's, but no dead people.
Exactly. Almost. But no.
Almost dead.
This is what's going on when?
This was a few weekends ago.
Oh, it happened already.
Yes, this happened already. But I'm not quite sure we have time, but yeah, perhaps...
I think this deserves maybe a whole half hour or an hour next week or some other week.
Well,
we'll keep it in mind. We can... How can we refer back to it?
Well, I'll bring the rest of the mail in for next time in case we have time, and we can just use it as the launching point for the story.
Sure.
Excellent. And remember, if you didn't get that address earlier, 5000, WRCT, Loveline, 5020 Forbes Avenue, Forbes, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213.
It doesn't need America.
And for Francois, I hate to leave you, you know, hanging for a week, but, you know, just remember...
It'll be a really hot story.
Outdoor lesbian sex and skinny dipping. With how many people? Seven?
Seven people?
Seven people.
How do you participate in the sex?
How?
You,
oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was playing volleyball.
Smart man.
Nude, I hope.
You know, sometimes...
Half naked boy.
Sometimes this show sounds like, what is it, Gerardo or Renato or... what is that guy's name?
Geraldo.
Gonado.
Isn't that an ABBA song?
Well, you know, outdoor lesbian sex and skinny dipping. How do they feel?
On the next love line.
Right. So, but these stories are real, as far as I can tell.
They're real.
I've never participated.
All too real.
We have the photographs. It's too bad it's not TV.
And even the point is not that they're real, but that you're willing to share your emotions rather than just the facts.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's what Francois wants, it sounds. So.
Yeah.
We will be as emotional as possible.
So hang in there, Francois.
Is that for the
it's
mail?
It's only a week away.
Well, we have more.
We have more, but we'll have
do
to
we
bring
have
it back.
Time.
Endless
we'll
streaming.
Yeah, I guess we should
bring it back next week. It back. Less
well,
than any new stuff that comes on.
Maybe we should
we'll
do
pique their interest.
Viewer yeah. mail every few weeks.
Yeah, from time to time. From time to time.
Hmm. And keep it coming.
Definitely.
Thank you for listening.
And good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening. Keep the Lord cards and letters coming.
Oh, I see. Let's take a walk on the moon. Come on. Come on. Come on.
The proceeding was a production of WRCT Public Affairs. Listen every day at 5 p.m. for fine WRCT Public Affairs programming. Only on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. If you have comments or questions regarding this or any WRCT Public Affairs program, send them to WRCT Public Affairs, 1 Margaret Morrison Plaza, Margaret Morrison Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Or send email to gh1w@andrew.cmu.edu.
This is a song about heaven
and what to expect.
Right, give me the note again. Everybody's got a room. Everybody's got a room. Everybody's got a room in God's hotel. Everybody's got a room. You'll never see a sign hanging on the door saying there ain't no rooms available there anymore. Everybody's got wings. Everybody's got wings. Everybody's got a wings and got soul cell. Everybody's got wings. You'll never see a sign hanging on the door saying no damn Bible be leave the floor in this hotel anymore. Everybody got a harp.
Everybody's coming blind and God.
got heaven. Everybody got heaven. Everybody got heaven in God's hotel. Everybody got heaven. You'll never see your sign scribbled on the side. Sarah Rose, you'll get your heaven down.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
We now conclude our broadcast day. WRCT is owned and operated by the Carnegie Mellon Student Government Corporation under licensed authority of the Federal Communications Commission in order to serve the public interest.
WRCT broadcasts at the assigned frequency of 88.3 MHz with an effective radiated power of 1750 watts.
Our transmitter and directional antenna are located atop Warner Hall, 5000 Forbes Avenue.
Comments about our programming can be sent to our business office along with our studios located at 4902 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213.
WRCT wishes you a pleasant day.